For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. A little bit of a scratchy voice today. We're gonna soldier through it. We'll be all right. I don't know what it is. I woke up sounding like this today, so this is what it's gonna be. I think it's kind of sexy. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? If you think Weezy sexy,
yeah, I do.
Yeah, you know, I mean, George loved her all those years. They moved on up together, man. But yeah, what's happening, man? Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, kind of groggy, little shady Tuesday. But I mean, yeah, we're closer and closer to the draft. And like Miss Sandy was saying when we were passing by her in the bullpen, the word mock is going to be going away for a while. But I was like, no, because then people would come there and say, well, he wasn't mocked there, Randy. Yeah. I didn't have a mock there.
I don't have any issue. I enjoy everyone like evaluating the prospects, saying where they think that they're going to go. If you're holding all of these people accountable for if they're right or wrong, I don't understand why you do that.
Yes.
Because even the best ones, whoever you consider to be the best, they're wrong.
Yes. Like a lot of times.
Almost all the time. Yes. Like go look at like who's the number one best mock drafter? Daniel Jeremiah.
I mean, we go by the most well known.
Okay, but just like who's the just for the sake of the conversation, say he's the guy, right?
He's my favorite guy.
Okay, me too. I like him a lot.
Yes.
I bet he'll get of the 32 first round picks, I bet he'll get, I don't know, 11 of them right.
Probably.
You know what I mean? Yep. Maybe half if he's lucky. It's one of those jobs where it's like baseball. If you bat 33%, then you're going to be an all-star.
Right.
It's more just about, to me at least, when I'm going through this process of getting ready for the draft, it's just going to guys that give you good information. It's like, all right, he's breaking down the prospect from a knowledgeable perspective. Does he think he's going to go here? Does he think he's going to go there? I don't know. You also have to take everything with a grain of salt this time of year because the front offices are trying to mislead the insiders, to mislead the other teams. Like they're trying to gain an advantage by giving out some misinformation, which whether or not it'll work, I don't know. But, I mean, that's what it is. Really, I just look for the people that I feel like give you the best information. That's why we love talking to Greg Cosell. Because he does a great job breaking guys down.
Yep.
Emory Hunt's going to join us, I think, tomorrow, right? He's one of our favorite guys to talk draft with. You know, whether or not he is right about who the Falcons are going to take is irrelevant to me. It's more about the information that you get from him. But I like this part. The part that I don't like is the back end of it, when everyone tries to act like they know who did well or not.
Oh, my God.
Because
giving out grades before they ever put on a uniform?
You just don't know.
Oh, God, yes. Giving out grades before they even take a test or do a homework assignment. Or anything. Yes, that is because he didn't draft. I wouldn't have drafted there. So you know what? I'm going to give him a C.
Got to give him a C- for their draft.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you know?
Yeah. But
how do you know?
Yeah, man. But I tell you, it was good last night. The Braves kind of got on your nerves, and all of a sudden they just exploded. Michael Harris with the sack fly. And then, I mean, Sean Murphy crushed that damn ball. And it got out so fast. It's something that we talk about because baseball's a long year, Andy. It's a long season.
It's a long season, and
you know, you don't ever. You always want to, you know, keep positive. You know, we're in this thing, marathon, all this other crap. But there's always something when you have a good team and you start losing, and it could be a long, miserable season. When fluky crap happens, you know, when you got a guy who you went out gave all this money to in the offseason gets popped for PED.
Yeah.
You know, your best player tweets something out about your manager. Or your maybe your best pitcher gets hurt.
Finally comes back after a year
and then gets hurt. Also fluky.
He's playing catch.
Like these are the things that happen.
We all do.
These are the things that happen that you just like just take a just sigh it all the time.
How do you even how do you even hurt your hamstring playing catch?
What the hell were y'all?
I don't understand.
What were y'all doing? That's my thing.
Was he doing a super high leg kick?
I don't know. But no, I'm saying like was he Bob Feller? Was he like, you know, when you know, throw it high, Dad. Throw it and he runs and go. Was it something like that?
I don't know.
Like when they said
they're working on grounders.
Andy, when they said catch. First of all, it said hamstring. I was like, hold on. When the hell that happened? And then I see the thing, and it said playing catch. And I'm so curious of what kind of, I mean, I was catch good. What was the activity in the catch?
I don't know.
Did he, like, slip? The grass came from up under him?
Could be. But it's been pretty dry here.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's my own
Was it a bad throw, and he had to kind of jump to get it?
Something like that, had to overextend himself?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everybody's played catch with that guy that has no aim.
Yes.
It's kind of fun. You get to work on your range a little bit. You know?
But when I saw this, as great as it was, we'll get to the game because, boy, I tell you, can't have none fun in easy around here.
No, that's worth talking about.
Yeah, can't have none fun easy around here.
We'll get to that.
With old Raffy.
We'll get to that.
With old Raffy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like, damn, Spence, he's supposed to pitch today too, you know? And he's like, damn.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks.
Now we got to deal with it.
The guy was out for a whole year. He came back. He had a pretty good first start.
Yeah.
And we're expecting to see him again today, first time at home.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Or maybe it was the last one at home. I don't remember. But it doesn't matter. Yeah. And then he hurts his hamstring playing catch.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, I will say this. When I saw that he went to the IL, my immediate reaction was, oh, God, his arm? Like, what? So when I saw that it was a hamstring, I was a little relieved.
Okay.
Because it's not the elbow.
That is true.
It's not the elbow.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not the elbow.
Yes.
So
yes.
At least it was some fluky other part of his body.
Yeah.
That wasn't the thing that he just had surgery on and has had surgery on twice.
Mm-hmm.
It's still ridiculous that, like, one start and now he's back on the IL. I don't know.
They went on the MRI and everything.
Hopefully it's a short IL stint and he's back in a couple of weeks and we'll all laugh about this in the future. Yeah, no, we can't have anything good this year.
Oh, my God.
Can't have anything good this year.
That's what I thought about this. I was like, it's so early. So like, what's the worst could happen? No, we're not going to do that. But it's just when these things like this happen, you just got to be like, damn, what's next?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And hopefully we don't have none of that and everything. But they did get the win last night, which is the most important thing. Four-game win streak. I saw that they're going to do an opener with everything today.
They have to.
Or something like that.
Bullpen game today.
Because
Strider
yes.
hurt his hamstring playing catch. That's why. We're waiting for guys to come back, and then they finally come back, and then they get hurt playing catch.
Yes.
So that's the hard part about looking down the road and be like, well, when we bring back all the reinforcements, there's going to be other injuries that pop up.
Yeah.
I just didn't expect it to be the guy that we were waiting for to come back for a year.
Yes.
Makes one start and then hurts his hamstring playing catch.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, hopefully it's a short stint. Great eighth inning rally.
Yes.
Again, like you said, the Sean Murphy home run, he's been fantastic since he's come
Austin
off
Riley's.
The aisle. Austin Riley's heating up.
He's hitting the ball.
Really great. Michael Harris is hitting the ball.
Yes.
Love that sack fly. At least a productive out, you know what I mean, in that situation. All you got to do, they pinch ran for Ozuna on third base. It was all very well executed. And then I know that Iglesias had been warming up, so they wanted to bring him into the game anyway. And I think it's easy for folks to say and sort of lean on the old thing of, like, he's just not good in non-save situations. I don't know, man.
Come on, Raffy.
He just looks – he's given up as many home runs this year already as he gave up all of last year.
How many games they played?
Yeah, not very many.
Yeah, okay.
They played 21 games. And again, like, I know we've kind of had some fun not trusting him and stuff on this show, but he was very good last year and very reliable and one of the best closers in baseball. This year he's been shaky.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's just early season, whatever. He's been used kind of inconsistently because the team hasn't been off to a very good start, so they haven't had a lot of save situations. But It's not a lie to say that he's given up as many home runs this year already as he did last year, and that's troubling because if that guy's leaving the ball over the plate, they're going to park it.
Yes,
and they did last night.
Yeah, man.
Now, luckily they got out of it. They won the game anyway, but still, it's a little bit concerning to see how he looks in the early part of the season.
I'm going to stop calling him Raffy. Come on, Raffy, because that right there, and for the game to end the way it ended on such a just, I don't even. Like,
you got to be so mad if you're Nolan Arenado.
I'm talking about hot.
Yeah.
Really? We just make this rally and all this stuff. I'm up here and the ball hits my bat. I don't hit the ball. The ball hits my bat.
Yeah.
And then obviously Sean Murphy makes the play. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sorry. Tough
break.
But
yeah, man, it's, you know, and that's another one of those things where you, man, you know, and you don't want it to get a whole lot of sign because eventually it's going to pass out. And we don't need that for this baseball team. But yeah, man, just where you are at right now, and we mentioned this yesterday over the three games previous to this, the bullpen, everything was great, fine, adequate enough for it. But yeah, him being back there, because that's his job right there. You got one job. And then his biggest issue to me, Andy, what irritates me, is that a lot of this stuff seems to happen with two outs. You know what I mean? Like, okay, one more. All right, all you need is one more, baby. Here we go. Oh, all right, he gave up a hit. That's all right, no problem. Damn, he gave up another hit. Oh, gave up a damn home run. I mean, that's the biggest thing with this guy right here, man. And it's going to be frustrating, but he's who you got. Unless you go out there and make a move or something like that, this is going to be – and I'm not going to say Kimbrel's coming in to be that guy, because I would not say that.
No,
one bit.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think Kimbrel's coming in to be the closer.
No, I think the hope is that he figures it out.
Yes.
Whatever it is that he's dealing with right now is it gets better, and he gets back to what he looked like last year. But no, like – It's real. Like, worrying about how Iglesias looks in the early part of this season is a real thing. Like, there's no question about that.
Yeah, man. But
four in a row is good, and we'll take it.
And that's what we kept saying, just stacking wins and everything. I know that they're doing a bullpen game today. That don't mean you got to give it away.
Yeah, you can still win it.
You still win the game, especially the way the offense is going right now. So hopefully, you know, you find a way to get this done and you continue this win streak. But, yeah, I mean, I'm waiting to hear on what's going on with Spencer Strider, because that's a big deal. I mean, we have fun with it and everything like that, but him going on the IL, and we know how damn hamstrings are. You know, usually when they say two, you might need to take three. And so hopefully it's not something that's going to be a long term for this. But as long as these bats, as long as these guys keep hitting the way they're hitting. We talk about Michael. Maybe Michael's just good at six. Maybe you just leave him down there and let him do his thing.
Oh, yeah. Yes. No, we don't need to touch that at all right there.
No. You know, and so as you continue to go forward, you know, eventually you'll get Ronnie back to put at the top of the order. And then hopefully this thing will get really, really cracking.
Yeah, no, it's good with Verdugo at the top of the lineup the last couple of games. It just feels like guys are in more natural spots now, right? Like, you can put Harris back where he's thrived at the back end of the lineup, six. He was really good at nine a couple of years ago, but he's done well in the six spot. You can have Ozzie in the five hole and then kind of stack your two through four the way that you want it. Now, hopefully Verdugo he got on base last night with a walk. He didn't have any hits, but they're 4-0 with him leading off. Yeah. So he's going to continue to lead off. And then you have Murphy or Baldwin batting seventh. Like, that's a 1-7 that can win
really
you games. Like,
really
that, that's a much longer lineup than it felt like last week when, you know, the bottom of the lineup was really a struggle. I mean, you really had four or five spots at the back end when you were dealing with Ozuna being out briefly with the injury, and you didn't really know what you were doing at the lead-up spot at that point. It seems better now. It might be a bit of a Band-Aid. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that Alex Verdugo is – like the long-term solution.
Because we know he's not.
But whatever. Yeah. He's good right now, so ride it while it's working. And then when Ronald Acuna comes back, obviously he'll be in the leadoff spot. I don't know what you do with Verdugo at that point, but if you keep winning with him in the lineup, you find a way to keep him out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, and right now he seems like he gives you – I don't want to say he's the best forward, but you're winning because of it. I mean, I think it was 6-4 in your last 10. That's a good sign. You know, you're going into the positive part about it after such a slow start. It's good to be at home too. They're playing pretty good here,
7-2 at home
in Atlanta. So that's always a good thing, especially, you know, as bad as they started, as bad as they are on the road. You got to find a way to get these home wins, and you got another one tonight against the against the Cardinals. And just like I'm all about, you know, stacking days, you know, stacking wins. Pitching is a little different because they go over fifth day and all those different things. But yes, if the best thing I think a hitter can see is feel the contact. feel the contact, see the ball leaving the bat, all these different things. And while you're home, hopefully that translates over to the road and things like that. But, I mean, right now this team is in a perfect spot to continue to stack wins, win series like we said, and try to get themselves out of that hole they dug for themselves earlier this year.
Yeah, that's what it is. You start out 0-7. It's going to take you a little bit of time to get out of the hole. But win the day, you win the series, and that's two series in a row. We'll come back. We'll get into what's trending. Went back and listened to because this all kind of happened in real time yesterday when we were on the air with Landry Fields getting fired by the Hawks. Like, they really let him have a half-hour press conference on Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, he sat and met with the media on Saturday and answered questions about the future. And then they fired him on Monday at lunch. Like,
what happened?
What are we doing? Why did they do that?
Was he too positive?
I don't know. Yeah. Like, he did sound pretty positive. He was, like, happy with how everyone did. And I don't know. Did he not sound mad enough they had to fire him?
He traded for a defensive player of the year. Finalist?
I don't know.
Rookie of the Year finalist?
I don't know. We'll talk about that a little bit coming up next. Some good playoff games last night as well in the NBA. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Before we activated him, he was here, you know, I think it was with that rain out and everything. We're like, the heck with it. We'll just, and he goes, this is not going to be like last year. It's a different injury. I'm a different guy. You know, and he assured us, he's like, I'm going to be better than I was.
There you
hell
go.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's what you want. Because obviously some of the talk coming into the year this year was, even before Sean Murphy got banged up in spring training was, you talk about a guy that needs to have a bounce back year. He had a really nice start 2 years ago and then kind of fell off. And then last year obviously got hurt first swing of the season and never recovered from it,
right.
Seemingly from a production standpoint. And, you know, you're kind of looking at him like, all right, this team has a lot going for it. Be a lot better if the catcher was productive, and he certainly has been, certainly from a power perspective, with a really big home run last night, like you heard, capping off a 5-run rally in the eighth. That's the second 5-run eighth inning they've had in 4 games,
yes.
Which you love.
Yes.
If that can be the like their thing, the eighth inning, great. We'll score 5 in the eighth inning, and that'll be...
Yeah, I'm all for winning. Any way you win. I prefer not to have those. I mean, you come. You,
sure,
but they're fine.
Sure, I'll take them though.
I'll take them though.
Whatever.
Hey, whatever.
We're a long way from like being picky
whatever
about how
need.
The wins come. Whatever, you know what I mean?
Whenever there's another number in the W column. So yeah. However you do it,
let's get to 500 and then we'll be picky about
okay.
wins.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, if he's going to hit the ball like this,
he crushed that damn ball.
Fantastic. He jumped all over yeah. it. And they needed it. You know, you didn't know that at that time that's what it was going to be. But Iglesias comes in and gives up a handful of runs and makes it a lot more interesting than it needed to be. Nice that Nolan Arenado got fooled a little bit. Because I didn't like seeing Nolan Arenado
nope.
come to the plate.
As soon as you saw it, though, you're like,
as the winning run in that situation. Luckily, Iglesias threw him a good pitch, sawed him off a little bit. He dinked it like 4 inches.
Yes.
Murphy, speaking of Murphy, picks it up, tags him out, game over. The look on Arenado's face
you
told it all.
Me. You got
He's
to
like,
kid
he
me.
Got, come on. Can just say it went foul. There's no, you can't even see the lines. It's the ninth inning. Everything's all kicked up around here. Just say it went foul. If that's in St. Louis, the ump probably calls it. Foul
you
ball.
Might be right.
Foul ball.
Yeah.
but at Truist, they called it fair and he was out and there you go.
And we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it.
4 in a row. Bullpen start today because of the, Spencer Strider, 15-day IL with the right hamstring. Backdated to April 18th. So, yeah, he'll be out for a couple weeks. Hopefully it's that. Hopefully he only misses 2 starts. And then, well, he's going to miss a day, obviously. But hopefully it's not more than that. And, you know, just because it's a bullpen game does not mean, you know, so a lot of people, myself included, back in the days, think, oh, they just conceding this game, bullpen start. Not the way this offense is going, they should be able to help this bullpen start. And so hopefully they'll find a way, even if it's like 10 to 11 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Just find a way to get it done.
Here's Brian Snitker talking about Spencer Strider's injury.
Yeah.
You know, I asked him, what's the matter? And he said he pulled a hamstring playing catch. Just doing his normal catch. Wasn't accelerated or anything. It's just kind of one of them freak things. It's a strain. I mean, you how them things are. Well, I don't know. I think it'll probably, it'll be a few days to see where he's at when they start doing the tests and how he feels tomorrow, the next day, all that kind of stuff. You know, they'll treat him up, and then I think they're just going to have to play by ear.
Buck, you ever been to Baltimore?
Yeah.
You been out there on the docks and stuff?
No, I've only been to Camden Yards.
You've never been to the waterfront and everything
Mm-mm.
out there?
Mm-mm.
You know what it is? Kind of fishy.
Smells fishy?
That smells real fishy right
there. Oh, yeah.
There.
Oh, I'm familiar with the smell of a fishy dock.
Yeah, the fishy dock. Just doing a normal routine, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Is that right?
Normal routine,
just playing catch.
Okay. Woo, boy.
You say playing catch, right?
Yeah, where's it going?
Some people say having a catch. And it makes my skin crawl.
Who says having a catch?
Field of Dreams. They said it in that movie.
Oh, really?
And then every once in a while, you'll hear someone say it. And I'm like, no.
I've never.
Hey, you want to go have a catch? No.
I've never.
Matter of fact, I wouldn't.
I don't think I've ever seen Field of Dreams.
Okay. Well,
is that Kevin Costner?
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it. I don't think I've ever seen it.
You're doing
but, fine. But, yeah, I ain't never seen that. But, yeah, man, it smell real Baltimore dockish.
Uh-huh.
Fishy.
So what are you saying?
I don't know what I'm saying. What I'm saying
Check
is.
Stuff?
What I'm saying is. That
I always assume weird injuries in baseball are guys doing weird sex stuff during off days.
Hey, man, you never know, dog. You never know. You know, got to keep the spark sparking.
Yeah, got to keep the spark sparking.
Yeah, just, you know, tie me up or throw me on the wall and chain me or something. I don't know.
Some weird position and he fell over.
Yeah, but hey. Got no reason not to go with. I'm not going with the story because
he said freak thing really emphatically.
Not going with no just playing catch. Something else damn
it's
happened.
Hard
okay,
to imagine.
It's hard to imagine.
Hard to
I'm
imagine.
Just standing here and we just playing catch. Oh,
ow!
No,
what'd you hurt? My hamstring.
Yeah,
How?
No. Kind of one of them freak things.
It was, yeah, exactly. It was freak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Something weird. Something weird.
Yeah, real freak.
All right. Anyway, that sucks. I mean, it just really sucks. Yeah. Spencer Strider is going to be out for a couple of weeks. Finally came back, made one start after a year away. I guess it's good that it's not related to his elbow.
Yes.
But we'll see you when we see you, Spencer. We're not going to get used to having you in the rotation until we get used to having you in the rotation. We'll take four in a row, though. 9-13, creeping their way back to 500. Hopefully they can get to 10-13 tonight. Let's hear from our old friend Dennis, who showed up last night in the fourth quarter for the Detroit Pistons.
Harris with Brunson right up on him. Down to 3-2. Schroeder with a three. Bouncing and dropping in. Oh, my goodness.
That was a hell of a shot, but the, I mean, that wasn't the dagger.
That wasn't the one.
The one, though, because they couldn't make a shot.
Yeah.
They could not. I mean, the Pistons, I'm like.
They were slowly bleeding out.
Yes,
and
they
letting
were.
The Knicks back into
and,
that game.
And then, you know, Jalen Brunson, his little flopping ass, it gets on my damn nerves, boy. But he was so good last night. The fact that Carl Anthony Townsend didn't score in the second half, in the fourth quarter, was really bad.
It's one of those cat games,
was really, really, really bad.
Yeah. And so I talked about coming into the series was like, Carl Anthony Towns has been really good for the Knicks this year, but there's going to be two or three games every series that they play in, whether this is the last one or they advance, whatever. There's just going to be those couple of games, because he's done it his whole career, even did it last year when they made the conference finals, where Carl Anthony Towns just doesn't show up. Last night in the second half was that. And I don't know how to explain it. He's just that guy.
Yep.
I don't know what it is.
Yep.
Stuff happens to him mentally,
and
then he just disappears.
Who's the guy that just got back for them five first-round picks from the net?
That's Bridges.
Bridges. He didn't do anything either.
Bridges.
The two biggest offseason acquisitions don't score a point. I mean, that's just bad ball right there, man. And luckily for them, I mean, if Brunson doesn't do what Brunson does in the fourth quarters, that game ain't even close.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was getting to his spots and everything like that. And, you know, it got it within – they had a tie game. He pump fakes and jumps into the dude from the three-point line, makes two or three free throws. But, yeah, Detroit was like – they were hanging on for dear life, especially considering how they lost game one also. 21-0 to take the game from them. But, yeah,
you can see them learning, though. You know what I mean? Like, game one, they played better than the Knicks for three quarters and then just completely fell apart in the fourth, which can happen to a young team in Madison Square Garden who's never been there before.
That place be going in.
They played better in the fourth quarter last night. They still kind of were falling apart a little bit. But I don't know. It's just that's the experience you talk about with a young team getting into this position and learning from it.
Yep.
Look, talent-wise, they got just enough. They got plenty.
They're going to get one
to hang with.
To go where they want to go, they're going to get one more guy.
I just mean for the purposes of this series.
Oh, yeah.
They can absolutely win this series. They played better than the Knicks have in seven of the eight quarters.
Yes.
They played one really, really bad quarter.
That's great. I mean, but yeah, the place is rocking. Like, now, if I was Joe Budd, I would have punched 50 in the back of the head. That's just me.
Oh, what happened?
Nah, 50 be making fun of Joe all the time. I saw a post a while back. He had Joe walking down when Joe was walking butt naked and got arrested.
Oh.
And, yeah.
50 well, what was he doing naked, getting arrested for?
He was sleepwalking, Andy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Sounds fishy.
Sounds real fishy. But yeah, he was sitting right in front of him. Right in front of him too, Ed. That would have been. Then like did a little selfie, make sure he got him in it.
Oh, so 50 Cent had better seats too.
Yeah. I might have had him. Yeah, just you know. But when you make that kind of decision, you're like, how much money do I have, and how much am I going to lose because of this?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then also, like, if this really turns into a fight, am I going to win it? Because I don't know if he's going to.
JB?
Yeah.
You don't think JB can beat 50?
Uh-uh.
Why? Because of the song?
I don't know. I just look at both of them. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Oh, no,
but
man.
If I'm putting money down on either one of them, taking 50 Cent in that fight. I don't know. Who knows? Kawhi Leonard was incredible last night.
Dude, who says the mid-range? You ain't going to say that to him. Like, they'll say stuff to other players about the mid-range. Like, don't shoot that. They ain't going to say that to him.
Yeah, you go 15 and 19.
No.
You shoot as many mid-rangers as you want.
Yeah, dog.
He was as good as he can be.
Yeah,
and he can be really good. It's crazy how Kawhi Leonard can just miss half of a season.
And then come back.
And not only that, like, Chris Dunn is in the starting lineup for them. That guy hasn't played basketball in 5 years. Remember, he was a Hawk?
Yes.
5 years ago?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he played four games.
That's right.
And
that's
everyone's
right.
Like, just wait till Chris Dunn comes back. And then he never did. And then all of a sudden, now he's a productive member of their basketball team.
Man.
Like, I don't know. The Clippers are, when healthy, they're hanging on by a thread. Because obviously, you know, it's one Kawhi Leonard turned ankle away from falling apart. But when he's right, they're as good as anybody.
If he gets to his spots, he's still a hell of a defender. I mean, the way – they should have won the first game also.
They should have.
We understand this. Michael Porter Jr. got it going a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, he played better yesterday. Then he got hurt.
That's all right. Now, he's talking about his shoulder strain or something, whatever. But – why was Jamal Murray wearing all them clothes?
Don't know.
That's the dumbest.
Long sleeve shirt on.
Like, why?
I don't know.
Like, why? Like, I give up on that crap. But no, when Kawhi does what he does, followed with James Harden doing what he does, with Zubac
playing doing a nice
the way
job
he did,
against Jokic.
You know what I mean? It was funny. Yeah. I heard they were talking on the broadcast talking about did they want to match minute for minute with Zubac and Jokic. Like, hell no. Zubac can't do that. Zubac ain't in that kind of shape, but Joker can go all night. Joker can play a whole game in overtime and still be good.
And they haven't even had, like, Bogey was terrible last night. Norman Powell's been bad in both games. Like, I don't know, man. Clippers are going to give the Nuggets all they want in this series. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they beat them. Splitting at home, not a good look for the Nuggets. Hey, Stuart Sink's going to join us next. Stuart Sink won the Open Championship. He beat Tom Watson. Everyone was mad at him.
Why?
Because everyone wanted Tom Watson to win.
Oh.
We'll ask him about it. Among other fun Stuart Sink-related conversations coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Brass Monkey.
Nope. Close.
Is that Brass Monkey?
Uh-uh.
What is this? Oh, Tricky. Tricky.
Both good, though.
Yes.
Both good. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday. 20 minutes away from getting into an NFL no huddle as we're just a couple of days away from the first round of the NFL draft. We'll let you hear a little bit more of our breakdowns with Greg Cosell from Friday as he had a lot of good thoughts on various different edge rushers that the Falcons may select at number 15. We're trying to speak into existence that the Falcons are going to take an edge rusher at number 15, or maybe they'll make you happy twice. Maybe they'll make you double happy on draft night on Thursday. Maybe they'll trade back and take an edge rusher.
Oh, maybe.
So they can accumulate extra draft capital, maybe another second rounder or something like that. Whatever. They need as many draft picks as they can get because they don't have very many this year.
Right.
And they've got plenty of needs on defense.
They do.
Maybe they can move back a little bit, get one of these guys we've talked about, and accomplish a couple different goals on Thursday.
I think the biggest thing with, you know, sitting and waiting for your guy is the one position that pushes things back. They don't have a lot of those guys, and that's quarterbacks. Quarterbacks push a lot of good players back, you know, because teams want to jump up and try to get them and everything like that. And it's just not that capital, especially in the first round.
Yeah, you know what else there isn't? Like, it's very annoying that this is one of those drafts where, you know, you might have a hard time getting someone to trade up with you. There's also not a great run on wide receivers either.
Yeah, but like, I saw somebody said it today, Andy. How many tight ends would go before the first receiver?
Yeah, great question. Probably two,
right?
Probably Loveland and the kid from Penn State.
Yeah, probably.
Whereas I don't even know who the first receiver is going to be at this point.
I've seen
Matthew Golden be the first receiver in a couple of different mock drafts. I've seen Emeka Ebuka out of Ohio State be the number one guy. Who else? Tet McMillan from Arizona. I've seen him on some ones. And then I've even seen, we talked about this earlier this week, Luther Burden falling into the second round.
Which is unbelievable.
Like, somebody's going to get a huge steal if that's where you're able to grab that guy, because I think he's going to be a really good player.
I do too, man. He's one of the guys because he could do so many different things. I'm not saying he's Debo or nothing like that, because I don't think he's as physical of a player as Debo, but I think he's as versatile as a guy like Debo. So yeah, it'd be a lot of fun, real interesting. When you get to the Thursday night, and you know that we're gonna have our big draft show with Mike Conti, Wes, and Dave, which is always gonna be
a
whole lot of fun. What?
Let me read you a little bit more info about that while we get Stuart Sink set up here. We'll chat with Stuart Sink in just a minute. The NFL draft is coming, Randy. You mentioned it. It's coming on Thursday. That's right. I know, it snuck up on us, didn't it? We haven't been talking about the draft at all. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home for the most complete draft coverage in Atlanta. Join us starting April 24th at 7 p.m. as Mike Conti, Wes Durham, and Dave Archer take you through the first round of the draft live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and stay with us all weekend long for pick-by-pick coverage and late-night wrap-up shows. It's all brought to you by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free. The NFL Draft starting April 24th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. With that said, we welcome into the studio, not on the phone, actually in the Kia Studios, Stuart Sink, thanks for coming by today. How are you?
Sure thing. Happy to be by here. I'm doing great.
Let's start with what the Falcons are going to do at 15. What do you think?
Obviously. Okay. Don't make that
only
thing,
reason I know
that.
Anything about this is because I listen to y'all. Okay. Right. So I would just be regurgitating what you guys always talk about.
Well, Stuart is hanging out with us here, promoting the upcoming Champions Tour event this weekend at TPC Sugarloaf in Duluth, the Mitsubishi Electric Classic. Stuart's the defending champion. Obviously,
that's not really true. Hold on. What? I'm the host of the tournament.
Oh,
I'm the host. I haven't won it yet.
Well, can I just?
I
finished a paltry, like, tied for 33rd last year.
I apologize. I'm going to throw my producer under the bus because he wrote that you were. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Hopefully,
next year we can use that copy.
What do people listening need to know about the tournament coming up this weekend?
Oh gosh, well, they need to come out. It's a beautiful place. TPC Sugarloaf, if you haven't been out there, it's really nice, and it's supposed to be warm. Field's really good, so PGA Tour Champions is players over 50, played, you know, a lot of the legends. There's some Hall of Famers that play, and it's just a lot of fun. You can get up close. The crowds aren't usually too packed like you might have seen at, like, the East Lake Tour Championship or the Masters. Get up close, and, you know, it's just a – it's a little bit more laid-back version of PGA Tour golf, but we're intense, and the play is excellent.
Who's the favorite? Because I'm sure that, you know, when you get into this situation, like you said, bragging rights and all those different things, it never goes away once in a competition-type field. So, in your opinion, because, you know, you said yet just, you know, 5 minutes ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so are you looking at yourself as a favorite? Yeah. I know you're the host, but yet at the same time, you still want to go out there and get it done.
For sure. I'd be one of the favorites probably. Patrick Harrington, Bernhard Langer, Stephen Ames has won this tournament like 11 times, I think. You know, so he's a defending champion. There's just a lot of good players. Miguel Jimenez, Spanish guy, you know, he's had a great year. Ernie Els. They're all there. And the top guys, I think we have the 34 of the top 36 from last year. So missing Steve Stricker, who would be a favorite too, but he's injured. So those are the guys that you'd expect to be up there. But everybody's so good that, you know, there's bound to be some names that pop up that you wouldn't maybe know.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but it just feels like, I mean, obviously the Champions Tour has been competitive for a long time, but maybe with advancements just in guys training and guys staying fitter a little bit longer, maybe technology helps as well. But it just feels like the level of play, you guys are you just listed a bunch of major champions. Like, you get to go out there and actually see major champions competing against each other. It just feels like the level of competition and the level of play on the Champions Tour maybe even higher than it's ever been right now with the way that you guys are all still playing golf.
Yeah, for sure. It's natural that, you know, as players continue to stay relevant and good at the sport later in their careers, like, we just had Mickelson won a major when he's 51. I won two tournaments at 47. You know, that just wasn't happening 20 years ago. And now that good play is just translating over the 50-year-old mark and onto the PGA Tour champions. And so, yeah, the power's out there. The low scores have always been there, but it's getting way more competitive.
What about that? I was thinking about this, the evolution of sports and everything. We talk about football evolution, passing, basketball, three-point shooting, so and so and everything. In your game, what has been that evolution of the last 10 years that is, you know, kind of went away from maybe the tradition to where it is now?
I would say the better way to ask that question is to say 20 years.
Okay.
Because in the early 2000s, the golf ball changed.
Okay.
And basically, everybody started using a ball that went farther because of the construction. That's another topic. But when that happened, it really unlocked the power game. And the golf swing had to sort of adapt to make that power game work for you. And so things started to change, and power took over as a much, much higher priority in the game of golf. And that was at the beginning of my career. I'd been out on tour for about 5 years, and everybody – it was either, you know, it was eat or be eaten.
Mm-hmm.
You had to gain power. And so those who adapted did. Those who did not adapt, you don't know who their names are.
Right.
So that was the big change in the sport. It was in about 2001 is when that happened. And so it just changed a lot of the biomechanics of the way the swing is, the way you want to attack the ball to optimize distance. And courses started moving their tees back. You know, the tiger proofing started. And but that's really what happened is the ball changed. The ball changed everything. And so since then, we've all been trying to play this new kind of game. And it's a power game. It's an aggressive game. And it's way less precision and accuracy than it used to be.
Stuart Sink joining us here in studio, talking a little golf. Obviously, the Mitsubishi Electric Classic coming up this weekend at TPC Sugarloaf. Just generally, we don't have to get too far in the weeds on it, but generally, what is your stance on all of the technological and there's a lot of talk about scaling things back and maybe tour guys get something and amateurs get something different. Like, what is your general philosophy on all of that?
Well, first of all, I don't think we need two sets of rules for pros and amateurs because that's just not a great thing. Like, one of the things that we think helps us stand out in the sports world is that you can go out and buy the exact same clubs, ball, shoes, visor, whatever that we use, exactly the same. There is no difference. And you probably can't quite perform the same way as Justin Thomas or Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, probably not.
But you can use the same clubs.
Right,
and you can, you know,
right.
I can shoot a three-pointer I can attempt a three-pointer from behind the arc, and I'm probably not going to get the same results as Trey does.
Right.
So that's one of the things that we think kind of keeps us, you know, relevant to the sports fans is that, like, wow, I got all the stuff they have, but I can't do what they do. It kind of puts us up, and they appreciate what we can do. So I don't think that's necessary, and that's the kind of the stance of the PGA Tour as well. And as far as the rollback of the golf ball overall, I just don't really see what the advantage is because if you make the golf ball go shorter, it's just going to give an advantage that much more to the guys that have power. So it's going to make it more of a power game. And then on the amateur side of golf, like I think about my dad who plays golf a lot still, even in his 80s. If you make his golf ball go shorter, like, is that really going to, like, is that going to be a positive?
No.
No. So it's going to hurt players that play golf for fun, and it's going to do the opposite effect, in my mind, that they're trying to intend, which is to, you know, make it less about power. It's going to make it more about power.
What did you think of the TGL? Because we, obviously, Atlanta won it. We have guests
on. Yeah, Atlanta Drive.
We have guests on every Tuesday, Wednesday, before and after the match. What did you think of it?
I watched some. I didn't watch it all, but I was interested mostly in the technology to see how it worked, and I thought A+.
Right.
I thought the technology was really, really good and impressive, and there was no blackouts. There was no, like, you know, something's gone wrong. There's a glitch. It was awesome. I would like to know a little bit more about what the players want out of it. Like, what's motivating them to win it or not lose it? Because that's, you know, when we play in the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup and big tournaments all over the place, you know, it's pretty common knowledge, like, what you're trying to win.
Right.
The green jacket, right? I don't understand what the winners won. Like, that's what I want to know a little bit more about.
$9 million.
$9 million for the winners?
The winning team got $9 million.
Okay, well, that settles that.
I know the answer to your question.
Well, I think it's all it was understood that they got money. We all knew that they were getting paid a lot. I mean, there's those guys, you know, those guys get paid plenty of money, but they said yes. For a reason. And so, but if it's not just more than a money grab, what is it about that they want to win? That's what I want to know a little bit about it. I know it's a cool thing. It's novel. It's probably got some people focused in on golf in a sort of time-boxed way where it's not going to go into a playoff that's going to go over their time slot, get into, you know, 60 minutes on CBS or whatever.
Right.
So I heard that feedback from some, like a new dad, for instance. He's like, I know it's going to last 2 hours. Mm. I'm going to watch it for 2 hours, and I'll be finished.
Mm-hmm.
So it has some appeal, and I just thought the technology was pretty cool.
I want to ask you one more thing. We had no idea that you were coming in until they told us maybe yesterday or something. But I was thinking about you on Sunday at Augusta, and I'll get to why in a little bit. But what was your reaction to Rory and winning and finally sort of getting the monkey off his back?
Oh boy, there was a lot there. I watched it with a bunch of guys who were really pulling hard for Rory, and I was really pulling hard for a good Masters, and that's what I'll usually do because it still hurts not to be playing in the Masters for me. I played the last one in 22. So, but I was really pleased for Rory. I like Rory a lot, and his golf is just exceptionally amazing. I love watching him, playing with him. But I thought that the par putt on 72nd hole in regulation.
Would you say? Because I know all of us said the same thing at the same time. Damn it, Rory!
Yeah.
What was your?
I didn't have a reaction to the make or miss. I just thought that when I was watching that, I thought this is the most pressure on a putt in the history of golf.
Really?
Because not only was it a Masters, it's already pressure. Not only was it Rory, who's the expectations of, like, he's, you know, one of the top 2-3 players, the expectations of that, but it had been building up for, like, what, 12 years since he won his last major?
Mm-hmm.
Since he won his last Grand Slam category. So in the Ryder Cup, we face pressure putts, and in majors, but nothing that's, like, been that much built up on.
Right.
And I was just watching it, like, I don't know how you can even pull the putter back. I don't care if you are Rory McIlroy.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, he didn't make it, but it's just such an incredibly high amount of pressure on that putt. But he responded great. Hit 3 perfect shots in the playoff.
Damn, she did.
I thought about you because watching Justin Rose, who everybody likes, seemingly. Golf fans like, right? Root for him, whatever. But in that situation, everyone wanted to see Rory win because he hadn't done it and all of that. It just felt a little bit like 2009, where everybody likes Stuart Sink. Every golf fan wants to see. But Tom Watson was about to win,
yeah.
59.
I know.
Like, what's it like to be generally liked, but then also kind of know that nobody wants you to win because of the story?
Yeah. Boy, I definitely can identify with that. And it feels like yesterday. 2009 is a long time ago, but it feels like yesterday to me. And I posted on X during the Masters as it was unfolding that, man, Justin Rose, I wonder what that must feel like. I was there with you.
Right.
And all I can say is going back to my experience, I knew that people weren't rooting against me because I had, you know, wronged the world somehow. I probably have, but they didn't know it. But they were pulling for they were pulling for Watson, but even more, they were pulling for their own experience. I was there. I saw it. I was watching, you know, when I saw it happen. They're really rooting for themselves in a way, and I completely understood it. It's actually one of the things that helped me, like, keep it together was that I expected that. When I was getting ready for the playoff, I was like, all right, nobody's going to be rooting for me. How am I going to handle this? And so, but I was aware of it, and I'm sure Justin Rose was aware of it too. I mean, Rosie and Rory are good friends anyway. Right, yeah, so right. I know Rosie was crushed about not winning, but man, he played awesome.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, we're rooting for you this weekend.
All right.
Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it.
Sugarloaf. Thank you so much for the time.
All right, guys. Good to visit with you.
Stuart Sink there, PGA golfer, Champions Tour golfer now. They've got an event coming up this weekend at TPC Sugarloaf in Duluth, the Mitsubishi Electric Classic. We'll come back with an NFL No Huddle. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.